All right, then we'll say good morning. Today's daf is... I'm sure you're not ready. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Chof Beis 22, and we are starting in Yeretz Hashem 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top on Chof Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Abba my cross. So remember again, we had an interesting case over here. We're talking about the idea of poschin becharata, of ultimately again that one of the ways in which one could go ahead and annul a vow is through charata, is through remorse. That if you're able to demonstrate that the vower regrets that which he vowed, so he's able to go ahead and annul a vow on that basis. So the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Abba Maikra." So we'll say just lastly, if you remember the case, the last case we ended off with was the grandson of Rabbi Yanai came to his grandfather, and made a neder, and he wanted out of the neder. Remember again, the Zaydi, the grandfather said, "Had you realized that when you make a neder, they open up your file in Shamayim, would you have made the neder?" And the grandson said no. And on the basis of that level of remorse, which supposed to be a great novelty, because that wasn't remorse about the actual nature of the neder, more about the process, the celestial process, that neder taking triggers, that was grounds for charata. So supposed to say that was very novel, when to come back to that. So Rabbi Abba now says, Maikra, what is the pasuk that ultimately teaches us that we have this idea that charata, that simple remorse, could go ahead and undo a neder? To which the Gemara says, Maikra, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, V'achar nedarim levaker, that ultimately, again, actually this Rabbi Abba is over here saying is, where do we know that when a person takes a neder, they examine his deeds in Shamayim? Where do we know that from? Because the pasuk says, V'achar nedarim levaker, after a person makes a neder, levaker, there is an inspection. So after you go ahead and you take a neder, literally, if you think you're pious enough to take nedarim, in Shamayim, they open up your file to really see if indeed you are so pious. Va'afagav the pasach Rabbi Yanai lai, and even though Rabbi Yanai went ahead and gave his grandson this pasach, this opening, by saying that since you regret making the neder, since they open up your file in Shamayim, that's enough of a charata to get you out of the neder. Anan lo paschina lebaha. I will say, we do not believe that is a sufficient pasach. So for us, in order to go ahead and really revoke a neder, one has to have some level of charata about the neder itself. It's not enough to say that since when I take a neder, they open up my file in Shamayim, and I don't really want my file being examined in Shamayim. That's not enough of an opening. That's not enough of a pasach. Not enough of a charata for the neder. So the Gemara says, v'lo paschina b'hadach ranaisa. Furthermore, we also don't create a pasach. Rabbos, remember, what we're talking about over here is charata, is remorse. And what the Gemara is positing, remember, it's a machlokes. We had an opinion in yesterday's daf that charata, simple remorse about making a neder, is not enough to be able to annul the neder or revoke the neder. Now the Gemara is quoting opinions to the contrary that say, no, charata, remorse, is enough. Now we're trying to define what, according to the opinion that says remorse is enough to undermine or to revoke the neder, what constitutes remorse? That's what we're asking right now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai says, that we do not go, v'lo paschina b'hadach ranais, we also will not go ahead and create a pesach, an opening for annulment through the following. D'amra barachan ar miyochanan, my pasach lei, Rabbi Gamliel lahu saba. What was the pesach? What was the opening for annulment that Rabbi Gamliel mentioned to that old man? Yesh bota kimat kero scherev, v'loshon chachamim marbe. So we'll say here he quotes from the pasuk from Mishlei. Yesh bota kimat kero scherev. There is one who speaks, and his articulation, his speech, is like a stabbing of the sword. But the words of the chachamim heal. What does that mean? Kol abota, whoever articulates, mean this, whoever makes a neder, ra'oi ledokro becherev, should literally be stabbed with a sword. And I was saying, what does that mean? It sounds a bit severe. The idea over here is that if a person takes a neder, so they are taking an awesome responsibility upon themselves to fulfill their words. And if they don't, there's a very severe transgression. So better not to take a neder. Therefore, one who goes ahead and takes a neder, it's as if he's setting himself up to be stabbed with swords. But elalashon chachamim marpe. But ultimately, again, the words of the chachamim, i.e., the fact that there's the ability for annulment, That's what heals. So the idea is, let's say a person made a neder and they come to the Chacham. The Chacham can say, had you known that making a neder is like creating a sword that's ready to stab you, would you have made the neder? And the person says, oh, I would have never made the neder. That is not sufficient grounds for annulment. Nor can you create a Pesach for annulment from the following. The son Rabbi Nosson Omer, Hanoder ki ilu bana bama. People say, if you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. Now, a bama is a personal altar upon which one is not permitted to offer karbanos. So if you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. As if you built a bama. Vayma kaimo, and if you uphold the neder, i.e. if you don't get it annulled, kilu makriv alav karbon. It's as if you offered up a karbon on it. And as we'll say, bad stuff. So the idea of it is, Gemara says, Beresha paschinon. So the Gemara says, say if somebody shows up in Beis Din and says, I made a neder, so we could say to him, look, had you realized that making a neder is like building a bama, would you have made the neder? So if a person says no, so that's proper, that's grounds for annulment, that's charat, that's proper remorse. However, b'seifa, but Rabbi said, let's say a person shows up in Beis Din and said, I made a neder. So let's say we say to them, that had you known that fulfilling your neder is like offering karbanos on a bama, would you have made it? So Abaye Amar Paschinan, Abaye says that is a proper Pesach, that is a proper opening for the expression of remorse for the annulment of the neder. Rava Amar Lo Paschinan. Rava says, no, that is not a proper opening for annulment. And Rabbi said, now why is it not a proper opening for annulment? So if you look at the Ran says the following. He says, Rava Amar Lo Paschinan, So the concern over here is the following, that if you tell a person, had you known that upholding your neder is like offering a karbon on a bama, would you have done it? So we'll say, so people are going to be too embarrassed to say, yes, I would have made the neder anyway, because it makes it look like you're a sinner. Therefore, we assume that everybody is going to answer in the negative, whereas that might not be totally true. Therefore, because it might not be totally true, therefore the Gemara is suggesting, or I should say, Rav is suggesting, that that would not be proper grounds for a Pesach. Rav Kahana Masni Lo L'Hashmaita Bahadein Lishna. Rav Kahana had a different version of this discussion. Rav Tevyumi Masni Hachi. Excuse me, Rav Kahana upheld the version that we just read. Rav Tevyumi, on the other hand, had the following version. B'seifa lo paschinon. Everyone agrees that with the second part, the Rabbah said that if we say that you cannot create proper charata through the statement of, had you known that upholding your neder is like offering a karban on a bama, so that is not proper, that is not a proper means for the expression of charata, because everyone is going to answer in the negative. What about Barish? What about the first part? Had you known that making a neder is like a bama, would you have made it or not? Is that the proper mode for charata? Abaye Omer Paschinan, Abaye says yes. Rava Omer Lo Paschinan, Rava says no. V'hilchasa, and I will say the halacha is Lo Paschinan Lo Beresha V'lo B'seifa, that we do not use this as a Pesach, neither for the first part, namely that making a neder is like a bama, nor do we use the second part, that upholding it is like offering a karban. So I will say, so this is very important. The idea that the Gemara is saying over here, furthermore, we do not go ahead and create a Pesach through the statement of Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? The Amr Shmuel, nikra rasha. Because Shmuel says, even if you uphold the neder, you are still called a rasha. And they also the act of making the neder itself is wrong. And therefore, even if you uphold it, you're still called a rasha. So in other words, the Pesach would have been, if the person comes to Beis Din, we say to the person, had you known that upholding a neder still makes you a rasha. So we'll say, no one in their right mind is going to say, oh no, I still would have taken the neder anyway. Therefore, again, that's not proper grounds for a charata, because a person may not be genuine. I'm Rabbi Avo. I will say, so just see, you see over here, we'll see the halacha in just a little bit. But what you're seeing over here is the following. Let's assume for a moment that we accept the premise that charata, expression of remorse, is proper grounds for annulment of the vow. Let's assume that for just a moment, because that's what this entire sugi is assuming. The question the Gemara is dealing with is, what forms of annulment are really considered to be bona fide, what types of form of remorse are considered to be sufficient remorse for the annulment of the vow? Does it have to be a remorse about the subject of the neder itself? I took a neder not to eat meat, and I'm upset because I like meat and I really miss eating meat. So that's a regret about the subject matter of the neder itself. Or is it enough to express remorse about the general circumstances surrounding general neder making, vow taking? For example, you see all these examples over here that it's not good to take vows. So had I realized how much the rabbis don't like vows, I would have never gone out and taken the vow. It has nothing to do materially with the vow, but the process. So that's the question the Gemara is dealing with over here. Would that be sufficient grounds for remorse or not? So the Gemara goes weiter. Furthermore, again, we do not go ahead and create an opening for annulment through remorse, through that which Shmuel said. Amar Shmuel, Afa Pisha, Mekaimo Nikra Rasha. Amar Rabbi Yavo, we just read that. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo said, Mikra, what's the pasuk? The Chiset, meaning what's the pasuk that teaches me that even if you uphold the neder, you're still called a Rasha. The Chisechdal Lindar, Lo Yebachachet. Literally translated, that if you go ahead and you cease and desist, you avoid making a neder, that's good because then there will be no sin in you. The Yalif Chadala Chadala. And Rabbi said, we make a Gzir Shava of Chadala Chadala. Ksiv Hacha says over here, Kisechdal Lindar, when you refrain from vowing, Uksiv Hasam, and it says there, Shem Rishaim Chadlu Rogez, quotes over here the pasuk from Iov. B'shem Rishaim Chadlu Rogez, excuse me, I should say, Shem Rishaim Chadlu Rogez. It is there that the anger of the Rishaim will stop. I will say, the there that it's referring to is Gehenim. That when the Rishaim are in Gehenim, ultimately again the divine wrath is calmed. Amr of Yosef, af anat, so we'll say, so that's the chadlu, that just like over there, so just like chadlu, v'schisechdal, the lashon of chadlu refers to Rishaim, so too, kisechdal lindar, Torah uses the same lashon of sechdal to teach you that one who takes a neder is considered to be a rasha. Okay, Amr of Yosef, af anan nami tanina. So Rav Yosef said, we learn this as well. What did we learn? Kenidre Rishaim, lo amar klom, that Rav Yosef, if a person, remember we had this earlier, if a person makes a vow, and the person says, it should be upon me, kenidre ksherim, like the vows of the righteous, lo amar klom, such a statement is meaningless. Why is such a statement meaningless? Because the righteous do not vow. On the other hand, kenidre rishayim, but if a person takes a vow and he says, this should be like the vows of the wicked, then nadar, then ultimately his neder is good, and it depends. Bin nazir, if you made a neder nazirus, it's a neder nazirus. Bekarbon, or if you made a vow to bring an offering, is binding. Ubishvu, or if you made a shvu, that'll be binding as well. Amar Rabbi Shua bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason, kala koes, kol mine gehenim sholtin bo. Both say, so this is very interesting. Now, interesting, so the Gemara is not talking, switching gears just for a little bit. Rabbi Shua bar Nachmani is going to talk about, again, anger. Now, what's the chab? Why is this being brought down over here? So first of all, because you're going to see some of the same opinions are being quoted, but also because, remember, often what leads people to vow is a moment of anger, a moment of passion. So the idea that the Gemara is saying over here, anger is very negative. Why? Kalakois kol mine gehenim sholtin bo. We'll say, if you get angry, all types of gehenim, all right, go ahead and take hold of a person. Shina emar, vaser hakas milibecha, v'haver ra'a mibsarecha, because the pasuk in Kohelet says, literally, remove anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh. V'ein ra'a ela gehenim. And Abba say, and ra'a, that meaning evil, that refers to gehenim, shene emar, because the pasuk says, kol pal Hashem l'ma'anehu, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for his benefit. V'gam rasha l'yom ra'a. And the wicked ultimately, again, will have to face the evil day, which ultimately, again, refers to Gehenim. So the idea is, it's the ra'ah. Just like ra'ah in the second pasuk means Gehenim, so too v'haver ra'ah mibsarecha means avoid Gehenim. That if you get angry, anger ultimately, again, subjects one to Gehenim. And therefore, the pasuk is saying v'haver ra'ah mibsarecha, avoid anger, in order to avoid the ravages of Gehenim on your flesh. I will say, just interestingly enough, so yes, of course, what the Gemara is teaching you is that if one gets angry, ultimately one could go ahead and go to Gehenim. If you look at the Ran for just a moment, the Ran writes, what's the connection between anger and Gehenim? Lefi kol adam akoyis kol mine Gehenim sholtin bo. He's almost right across in the Ran. Lefi shakhas mevi olichbar be'ikar. Because ultimately anger could cause one to negate the very existence of God. Kidamina Baparak Rabbi Eliezer de Oreg, the Mishaber Kalov Bechamaso, Yihye Be'enecha Ke'ovid Avodos Kochavim. So it says, so what happens? Since a person again gets angry, they ultimately again could even negate the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person gets so angry, they could forget anything and everything, including Hashem. Now, I often thought about this Gemara, that the truth is, and I think we would all agree with this, that, you know, a person could have Gehenna in this world also. Person who's always angry, person who's always consumed by kas, life is terrible, right? Everything is bitter, everything is negative. So the truth is, a person doesn't have to wait to get to Gehenna to experience Gehenna. You could have Gehenna in this world also if you're a very bitter person. The idea is, a person could live a life in this world, a Gehennamic life. So the Gemara goes on. The Rush says that? Oh, good. So good, I must have seen that in there. Good. Thank you. So let's go by. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Ella, furthermore, not only that, Velo'ot, Ella Shatach Tonio Sholtos. So this is very interesting. Furthermore, apparently the Gemara felt that there is a direct correlation between excessive anger and hemorrhoids. So the Gemara says, Shene Emar, Venasan Hashem Lecha Sham, some, Pasuk over here quotes from Devarim, Venasan Hashem Lecha Sam Lev Ragaz. V'chilyon einayim v'da'avon nefesh. Ezehu davar shemechala es einayim umadiv es hanefesh. What is the thing that ultimately causes the eyes to literally to be, shemechala means destroy, but it could also mean long, umadiv es hanefesh, and causes the soul to, meaning what is that thing that, you know, causes the eyes, mechala es einayim, like closes the eyes, destroys the eyes, and ultimately causes the soul to long? Havi omer ela tachtonios. This refers to hemorrhoids. The idea is that apparently hemorrhoids, the Gemara talks a lot about it. I don't know, maybe they just didn't have proper remedies for it also. So it was a kind of condition that a person would be stuck with for a very long time. And literally a person longs for a cure, ultimately again with nothing to be found. So apparently, I guess maybe it's the level of stress. I don't know what the direct correlation is. But Lamaisa, based on the Pasuk, not only does it cause you, you know, spiritual or emotional distress, but it apparently causes physical distress as well. So the Gemara goes weiter. Ula, b'miske la'ardi Yisrael, islav ulei trei b'nei chozoi b'hadei. So say, when Ula was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he was accompanied by two Jewish men from Bei Chozoi, from the city of Bei Chozoi. What happened? So I'll say, apparently, again, these two men got into an argument, and one shechted his friend. One slaughtered the friend. This is Ula and two guys. Everybody's Jewish. So one guy went ahead and slaughtered the other. So what happened? Amar le'ula, ya'os avdi. So the guy, the killer, said to Ula, "Nu, did I do a good thing?" So apparently, they got into a fight. Right, so one guy killed the other guy. So he says to Ula, "Nu, I did the right thing, right?" So I say, "So poor Ula, what is Ula gonna do over here exactly? I mean, the guy just killed one guy. He could kill Ula just as easily. So what is he? I'm really in. Yeah, you did the right thing. Uparle beis hashchita. But you know, so apparently the killer slit the throat of the other guy. Ula said you should expose the slit a little bit more so that the guy dies faster. Apparently the guy was writhing in agony. He was dying a slow death." Sula just said, if you're going to kill him, you should just finish it off and let him die a quick death. So what happened? So Ula then came to Eretz Yisrael, and Ula was very distressed. Because Ula said, you know, here, this guy asked me if he did the right thing. Obviously, I feared for my life. And so I said, yes, he did the right thing. But maybe what I did is I strengthened the hands of sinners. Because maybe now this killer says, oh, you see, I got a bracha from Ula, I did the right thing, and maybe he's going to go on to engage in further negative behavior. Amrlei, to which Rabbi Yochanan said, no, nafshecha etzalta, you did the right thing, you had to save your own life, and therefore again, you did what you had to do. Katam Rabbi Yochanan, so I will say, Rabbi Yochanan wondered about this episode, and he said, michtei ksiv, v'nasan Hashem lecha sham lev rogez, bebaval ksiv. So I will say, interestingly enough, the Gemara says, that pasuk in Devarim that talks about v'nasan Hashem lecha lev ragaz, God will give you an angry heart, v'chilyon einayim, destruction of the eyes and longing of the soul, that refers to Bavel. That in Bavel, Jews do bad stuff, but in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't happen. So how could it be that one Jew murdered another in Eretz Yisrael? Amar le'ahu shaita amadeis. So it came out that in that moment, lo avrinan yardena, they had not yet crossed the Jordan River. In other words, that they were not yet in Eretz Yisrael proper. So because they were not yet in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's why ultimately, again, this act of bloodshed between one Jew and the next. So we'll say, and this is, we know that, that's why, again, you know, it's an amazing, amazing thing, that in Eretz Yisrael does seem to have this special Kiddusha. That's why, if you remember again, When Rabin was assassinated, so the notion that a Jewish leader was assassinated, of course, was horrific. But I think what was most horrific was that it was done by a fellow Jew. The notion that leaders are killed sometimes is an unfortunate risk of leadership, but that one Jew turned on it was so unheard of within our people. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is bothered by. Could it be that an act of bloodshed from one Jew to another actually occurred in Eretz Yisrael? So at the end of the day, ultimately, again, he says over here, it happened in the Transjordan. It didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. I both say now again, of course, it doesn't minimize it, except what it does is it gave Rabbi Yochanan a little bit more context. Amra Barav Huna, Kalakois Afilu Shchon Shchina Eina Chashuva Kinegdo. Both say when a person gets angry, even the Shchina is not important in his eyes. Shene Amar, because the pasuk says, Rasha Kigova Apo Bal Yidrosh Ein Elohim Kol Mezivosav. Ultimately, again, quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, a Rasha, an evil person at the height of his anger, even God is not a part of his plannings. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti Amar Meshakeach Talmudo Umosif Tipshus. So Rabbi Yirmiyah by Difti went on and he said, a person gets angry, forgets their learning, and ultimately, again, continues in Tipshus, continues in silliness. Shene Amar Ki Kaas Bechek Kesilim Yanuach. Ultimately, anger will reside in the hearts of the foolish. Uksib Uksil Yifrosh Iveles. Ultimately, again, the fool publicizes his stupidity. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Biyadua Sha'avonosa Mirubin Mizuchuyosav. If a person gets angry, it is known. A person is a Balkas, it is known that his sins outweigh his merit. Shene Amar Ubal Chima Rav Pesha. He who gets angry has an incredible amount of sin. So we'll say it's an incredible idea just in terms of the Midah of Kas. You know, it's interesting that when it comes to most Midos, the Rambam Paskins, that one is supposed to find the middle path for Midos, with one interesting exception, and that is anger. Right? Kas, the Rambam says, a person is mamish supposed to totally eradicate it. Because Kas is so destructive, it is so negative, it can literally destroy a person, that a person has to work on themselves to get rid of that need. Because again, you see, the Gemara literally saying a person gets in, you could forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Ada Rabbi Chanina, Ilmale, this is so fascinating as well, Ilmale, Lo Chatu Yisrael, Lo Nitan Lahem, Ela Chamishe Chum, Shetara V'Sefer Yehoshua Bilvad, Sha'arka Sha'aret Yisrael Hu. Well, so listen to this. Had Klal Yisrael not sinned, had we not sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have only given us Chamishe Chum Shetara, the five Chumashim, and Sefer Yehoshua. That was the Chamishe Chum Shetara because that's Halacha and Merit Torah. And Sefer Yehoshua, why? Because Sefer Yehoshua outlines the actual biblical borders, the physical borders of Eretz Yisrael. The idea of Bosa is that what's the rest, essentially, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim? The rest of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Musar for Klal Yisrael, about not doing bad things in one way or another, whether it's through stories, whether it's through direct admonitions. The idea is that the rest of Nach is about Klal Yisrael not staying on the right path and ultimately being admonished by the Navi. So had we not sinned, all we would have needed was Chamishe Chum Shetor and Sefer Yehoshua. But the fact that we sinned, now have all of these other books of Tanakh. My Taima, what's the reason? Ki Berov Chachma, Rov Kas. Ultimately, again, the abundance of wisdom is to be able to encounter, or to be able to counter, I should say, the abundance of kas. Fine. Amra Basi. So we'll say, that ends, we stop over here. I mean, we're not stopping here. But that ends this whole kas sugya. So Amra Basi. We'll say, now we get back to the drum a little bit. Amra Basi. Ein niskokin leloke yisrael. I will say, now this is an interesting case. Ein niskokin leloke yisrael. Take a look. It's the top run. And now, literally, what this means is we do not get involved if someone, now we're going to see if we're talking about a neder or a shavua, but uses the terminology by the God of Israel. So take a look at the Ran for just a moment. Hayisi Savar Lomar, so it's the top Ran on the right-hand side. Hayisi Savalomer, I would have thought to say, says the Ran, we will see in just a little bit, another week or so, that Beisham Beisila have an argument. So we will see this machlokes as to whether or not there is revocation by Shavua or not. The Kaimalon Kibesilo, the Amri Yeshilon, we will see the Pasan like Beis Hillel who says that there is revocation even by a vow. Rav Asi, however, Rav Asi Hachikamar, Nihid the Yesh Sheila, Miulachatrila in Niskakin Ella Bakonam Ishtinanis Mishum Shalom Besa. So listen to this. So the Ran suggests the following. The issue over here is that one is taking a Shavua. That's first of all, again, we're switching over to Shavua just a moment. And the problem is one is swearing by the name of the God of Israel. So what Rav Asi is saying is that when one engages in such a formulation, we do not seek out annulment for them. Meaning we don't like it when people swear by the God of Israel. And if you do that, kind of you're on your own. With one exception. Chutz mikonim ishti nanasli. Except if a person makes the following, now switches back to neder, person makes the following neder, my wife shall not get any benefit from me. Why? Because he accuses her, Sheganva es kisi, she stole my wallet, Vishhek says banai, or she hit my child, and then what happens? Vinoda shelo nigva vishlo hikso, and then it turns out that indeed she did not steal it, nor did she hit the child. So therefore again, if it turns out that indeed he made the neder, or he made the shvua, under false circumstances, meaning not intentionally, but he had wrong information, then under those circumstances, even if he said Elokei Yisrael, so we'll still go ahead and annul that for him. But under circumstances, if he uses the formulation of Elokei Yisrael, we don't get involved with the annulment. Hayhi da'asoy lekamid Ravasi, there was a particular individual that came before Ravasi, Amar la b'may nadart, how did you make your neder? And she said, Elokei Yisrael, I made my neder by the God of Israel using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Had you made your neder b'mohi? Remember we had that b'mohi? Mohi actually is a kinui, is a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. So had you went ahead and made your neder like that, then I would have helped you. But now that you went ahead and you made your neder using this lashon of Elokei Yisrael, I'm not getting involved in your neder. Rav Kahana ikla lebe Rav Yosef. So I will say Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef. Listen to this. So Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef. Amarle litom mar miti. So what's Rav Yosef is a good host. He says, Rav Kahana, nu, can I give you something to eat? Amarle Rav Kahana responded, lo, no, mari kula lota imnale. By the master of all, I will not eat anything of yours. So remember, this is Rav Kahana, says Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef responds, Amarle, lo, mari kula lota imnale. No, by the master of all, you will not eat anything. So what does that mean? Honey, Chal Rav Kahana de Amar Lo Marikula. I understand. Rav Kahana was the guest, so Rav Kahana didn't want to eat. So he made a neder, and the neder he made was what? He's not going to eat anything. But why ultimately again did Rav Yosef say it back to him? El Rav Yosef, Amai Amar Lo Marikula. Why did Rav Yosef seem to repeat the neder against Rav Kahana? Hachi hu deka amrali. This is what happened. Lo, mari kulu hu deka amrit. So to which, really what's happening over here is like this, Rav Yosef. So remember, Rav Kahana came to visit Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef wants him to eat something. Rav Kahana says, no, I swear, or I make a neder by the master of all that I'm not going to eat anything. So remember, when Rav Yosef repeats it, he says, oh, if you said by the master of all you're not going to eat anything, then hilchach lo ti'imusli. Then indeed I can't give you anything to eat. In other words, that if you took this neder b'shem Hashem, then indeed it is binding upon you, and there's nothing I could offer you. So again, first of all, halacha number one, going back, we do in fact create a Pesach through Charata. That again, remorse is an appropriate avenue for annulment of a vow. But remember, what kind of remorse? Only remorse regarding the material subject of the neder itself. Not remorse regarding secondary information regarding the neder. So remember again, going ahead and let's say regretting or being told that building a neder is like building a bama. and me saying, I would have never wanted to build the Bama, that is not sufficient grounds for Charata. Remorse is only effective if it's remorse regarding the actual material subject matter of the neder itself. Furthermore, V'niskakim Elokei Yisrael. Furthermore, we'll say, even if a person made a neder or a shvua by the God of Israel, we still help them to annul that particular neder. V'shtabeach le'rav l'rav Nachman, b'rav s'churid adam gadol. So we'll say, Rava was telling Rav Nachman that Rav Sechora is a great man. Amar lo, so Rav Nachman said, fine. Kishelava yadach, the next time you see Rav Sechora, heviu li yadi, why don't you come bring him to me? I'd love to meet him. Havale nidra lemishra. So what happened? Rav Sechora had a particular neder that he was going to have annulled, that he wanted to have annulled. Asa likumim Rav Nachman. So also Rav Sechora came before Rav Nachman. Amar le nadar, so he's trying to find, he wants Rav Nachman to help him find a Pesach, to help him find an opening. So he says, Amar lei, nadarta daita dahachi. So also Rav Nachman is trying to say to Rav Sechora, tell me, when you made the neder, did you have this in mind? Did you have this in mind? So Amar lei in, he said, yes, I had that in mind. So adaita dahachi, did you have this in mind? In, yes, I had that in mind. Kama zimnin, and this happened over and over. So in other words, that what's happening over here is that Rav Nachman is trying to find a Pesach for Rav Sechora by trying to get him to say, you know, I didn't have this in mind when I made the neder, and had I had this in mind, I would have what? I wouldn't have made the neder. The problem is, every single thing that he brings up, Rav Sechora says, oh, I had that in mind. So ikbid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got annoyed at Rav Sechora. Right? He got annoyed at him. Amar lei zil lekilach. So we'll say zil lekilach literally means, you know, go out to the portico, which means get out of here. Right? You're a nundik. You know, I'm trying to help you out, and you're not helping me help you. So get out of here. So nafak Rav Sechora upasach pischal nafshei. So Rav Sechora went out and he found the pesach for himself. Now we'll say, now I want to be clear. The Ran points out pasach pischal nafshei doesn't mean literally that he annulled the neder for himself, because you can't annul your own neder. The idea is that he found the Pesach that he then presented to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din ultimately annulled the neder. And what was the Pesach? Says Nisavosai, Rebbe says, Ezuhi derech yishar shiyavar loha adam. What is the proper pathway, the straight pathway, the correct pathway that a person should choose for themselves? Kol shehi tiferes lo'oseha, anything that is a tiferes, ultimately again, a splendor or a glory for the one who does it. The tiferes lomina adam, and ultimately, again, it brings some glory from other men as well. The hashta de ikbed Rav Nachman, and now that Rav Nachman got upset because I made this neder, adaita dahachi lo nadri, I did not have this in mind when I made the neder, v'shari l'nafshei, and he permitted for himself. As well, it's quite interesting. So what Rav Sechora said is, clearly, my behavior is upsetting to other people. And what's the appropriate way to approach? What's the appropriate approach in life? In life, you have to choose a path that is going to earn you the respect and honor from other people. Clearly, my behavior did not earn me the respect and honor from Rav Nachman, which indicates that what? That my behavior was inappropriate. Had I realized that making this neder ultimately again would not have earned me the respect from Rav Nachman, I would have never what? I would have never made it in the first place. That's the Pesach, that's the Charata. And I want to be clear, remember, we just paskin before that Charata like this does not work. Remember, Charata has to be something material to the neder. But now, this is going with the other opinion. There is a second opinion in the Gemara that no, any type of Charata works. So here Rav Sechora has this very broad type of Charata. I didn't realize I would have said to Rav Nachman so much. Now that I did, ultimately I regret ever having made the neder. He presented this to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din ultimately again, the Beis Din ultimately was mounted in the neder. Therefore, again, v'shar l'nafshei, and ultimately he permitted himself. All right, well, so you know what? We will stop over here for today. We'll pick up in here session with Reb Shimon Berebi tomorrow. Shekoyach.